So we have a whole sugya regarding Metzainin and Sakvaris, how we mark the graves to identify the Makom Tumah, to allow the Kehanim to forewarn them to be careful so that they don't come into contact with Tumah. Now how does this apply Bizman Hazeh? So the Chazon Ish in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Tes, writes that Bizmanenu, nowadays, these things don't really apply, we don't really have a Bezdin that will look after Tzion HaKvaris. So he says, that's why it's proper to be careful, royally zur, only to be kaver, bevate kvaris mifur somais, to bury people in well-known burial plots in bate kvaris, so that we don't run into tumois and sfeikus all over the place. And he writes a chiddush, that even b'shas milchama le'elenu, when they have to do a haphazard burial, the intent should be, the plan should be, that the kever is almanas lefanoisoi, conditional. It should be a conditional burial with a tenai that they can vacate the kever and relocate the mace into a proper Beis HaKvaris. And he says, even bestum, it's presumed that that's what they have in mind. He says that's it's assumed that's the rasun of the family, that the mace shouldn't just be lying anywhere in the battlefield. It should come back to the Bate HaKvaris, to the family plot. And he says it's also a takol, could be a pitfall for Kehanim, if there are unknown graves strewn about. And therefore he says, Apialacha, even after burial, but if it was done in a haphazard way, b'shas milcham, out of necessity, of course they can exhume the maze and rebury him, b'kivrois avosav. The more further down, the Amr brings the pasuk, v'sham derech areni b'yesh alekim. V'shum alevi darshans kol hasham, if one evaluates, if one assesses his ways, he's zeicha to Yeshua. Why? Al tikri v'sam. Instead of v'sam derech, ela v'sham derech. V'sham is a lashon of shuma, evaluation. And the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Yanai, who had a Talmud. He would always ask him lots of questions, but when it was a Shabbos HaRegel, when the crowd was there, he would refrain from asking him. He would hold himself back, control himself, so that he doesn't, Chas v'Shalom, come to embarrass his Rebbe, perhaps, by asking him a question which he cannot answer on the spot. And Rav Yanai was so impressed with his Talmud's self-control. Kari Alei applied to him the pasuk, V'sam derech areni b'yesh alekim, which of course is darshan v'sham derech, that he evaluates his ways, determines when it's appropriate to ask, and when to remain silent. It was a beautiful story involving Rav Meir Simcha, the Ursameach, who lived in the town of Dvinsk, where there was another fellow Talmud Chacham by the name of Reb Lev Charif, who was very close to Rav Meir Simcha. They were colleagues, they would spend a lot of time talking and learning, enjoyed each other's company. It so happens that one time, in the shul in Dvinsk, there was a shir for Balabatim, going on with this fellow, this Magid Shir, was presenting to about 30 Balabatim. Reb Lev Charif happened to be sitting in the shul on the other side, and he overheard something that the Magid Shir was saying, which he disagreed with. He raised his voice, and he called out a question. He says, Reb Yid, how does this work with that and that Gemara? He asked a pretty strong question, as you can imagine. Reb Lev Charif would only ask sharp questions. Reb Meir Simcha from Dvinsk was sitting on the other side of Beis Midrash, and he overhears this exchange. He calls out. He runs over to the other side to Reb Lev and scolds him, challenges him. He says, I don't understand. A Yid that can't tell his right from his left, Ben Yamina L'Smoyle, is going to go ask questions like that? Reb Lev Charif was astounded. He was flabbergasted. His face changed colors. He quickly turned around and left the Beis Midrash. A little while later, he met Reb Meir Simcha. And he says to him, what do you have in mind? I mean, What's wrong with my question? It's an unanswerable question. Pretty strong question there. You have any easy terrors that you just shoot me away like that? What were you thinking? So Rav Simcha told him, this is what I meant. I was referring to a Gemara where Emayit Katan Daf Hey. The Gemara has a pasuk. V'sam derech arenu b'yesh alakim. So it's written as a sin. V'sam, with the dot on the left side of the sin. And the drasha is v'sham derech, to evaluate your ways, to be careful, not to shame and embarrass the magid shir. And we change it from v'sham, with the period on the left side of the sin, to v'sham, lashon shum, evaluation, appraisal. So we put the dot on the right side. I overheard your question. You're challenging a magid shir in public, in front of you, all these balabatim. What an inappropriate thing to do. A yid, I can't tell between left and right, that v'sham is really v'sham. You meant to be careful, to be sensitive to others' feelings. Would I ask such a question? That's what I meant. I was hinting to this Gemara. Al tikr v'sham, el v'sham. And Rashi says, shemachasha b'shoyz, pay attention. One to ask. Ezim hen l'hakshayz. Ezim hen shloy l'hakshayz. One not to ask, in order to avoid shaming and embarrassing a magid shir.